Can you talk about working with the practice in what seems like perilous times? For example, the rise in overt expressions of hatred toward sectors of society and the associated change in national leadership. How does one cultivate equanimity while also not turning away? Again, there's a difference between equanimity and indifference, and it's a really important distinction. Equanimity is also always seen as part and parcel of, on the spectrum of loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity. So they're not individual things, and they're not separate from, say, compassion or kindness. So to be lifting up those qualities of kindness and concern and integrity that we want to see manifest in the world, and to do that ourselves rather than turning to, say, indifference or shutting down or reacting out of fear or reacting out of aversion. That's a really important piece of the puzzle of how do we deal with this skillfully? And when by curbing our own, say, frustration, aversion, and realize, because it doesn't. In the Dhammapada, the verse, hatred is never overcome by hatred. It's always overcome by loving kindness. And loving kindness doesn't mean that one doesn't recognize or see that which is unskillful, inappropriate, but it's responding in a way that is not feeding the cycle of hatred, and it's just so important to get that piece of the puzzle. And I mean, that's one of the reasons why this has been such a divisive period in history, is everybody's got righteous anger and righteous indignation, and it just keeps feeding on itself. And so that to be able to be willing to, and I think it comes back, because last night I talked about the king of Thailand, and what is the one thing that we could ask for from America or from President Nixon in that case, but the king saying understanding, and I think it's important to be able to lift that up within ourselves. How do we create more understanding? How do we foster that? How do we do that for ourselves and do that for the people around us? And I think that opens up a lot of different possibilities.